According to the Utah Department of Health, 24 people a month die from prescription opioid overdose. Dr. Ray Ward, Representative Bountiful, is sponsoring HB 90, which uses CDC and Utah narcotics prescribing guidelines and would require insurance companies to implement policies that address high-risk prescription practices.
Things and asks insurance companies to have a policy about them. Doesn't tell the insurance companies what that policy should be. So, for example, if a doctor writes a narcotic prescription plus another sedative, that is very high risk for an overdose death. And so it asks the insurance companies to have some kind of policy about that. That might be at the insurance company's choice. They could send them an education sheet. They could do a prior authorization. They could have a policy to say, well, it's okay with us. We don't care. I mean, any policy they want. But to have some policy about that high-risk prescribing practice.
Also addressed in HB 90 is the issue of high-dosage opiate prescriptions.
Which, in some instances, it could well be still medically necessary, but it's not helpful to any of us. It's part of the problem when those high-dose prescriptions get done commonly and without trying other things first, and then that contributes to a large amount of narcotic in the community that your teenage son might steal, or it might accidentally get used for something else. That is part of the problem, is a large number of very high-dose prescriptions washing around in the community.
HB 90 was put aside last week for more discussion and should return to the floor next week. HB 146, the partial fill bill, supported by the Utah Medical Association, establishes limits on federally authorized partial filling of Schedule II controlled substance prescriptions. Dr. Ward acknowledges there are valid reasons for patients to use opioid painkillers for longer periods, but he thinks it needs careful monitoring.
About there. Some people get to where they have narcotic withdrawal after just 4 or 5 days on the medicine. Not all of us, but some of us do. And then when people aren't paying attention, then, you know, 3 or 4 weeks go by and all of a sudden they're addicted and no one was paying attention to that.
Dr. Ward says for chronic pain, there are a number of medications which can be used instead of opiates, including ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and gabapentin. He also believes medical marijuana would be a valid pain management tool, but acknowledges many legislators want to see FDA approval first.
For myself, I would support a medical marijuana program. So that's where I'm coming from. It's a position here in the House and Senate. And these things are true. So marijuana has not had FDA approval, which is what most other medicines get, right? All other medicines get before we use them.
The Utah Medical Association is not yet ready to support bills that legalize medical marijuana, but is, according to CEO Michelle McComber, supportive of this session's research bills. She says research has not shown medical marijuana to be an effective pain management tool. For tracking bills at the legislature, go to utah.gov. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.